And welcome back, everyone. Day two of our May 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Thanks for the great conversations and work we did yesterday. We'll wrap things up with a handful of items. The first one we will jump into is number five. This was one of our finalizations that we held over until today, and I know Director Kirschman will come up and share some of the work that he and the team did yesterday afternoon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. I believe you all have a handout or a printout at your seats in respect to the administrative action sheet for the deer hunting season license types. Appreciate the conversations yesterday, the dialogue going back and forth, and some of the questions that you all shared with us, and hopefully we were able to address your questions yesterday as we move through this step of finalizing licenses for the East River and West River deer seasons. So the handout you have in front of you is actually five pages in total. The first page there talks about the different seasons and the license types. We talked about that yesterday and addressed that. The next two pages are in respect to the 2026 East River deer season. Andrew covered those yesterday, some of the license changes that we are making there. Most of those are focusing in on that southeast part of the state as well. Again, these are for the actual East River deer season. I think we addressed all the questions and concerns around that. You also took action yesterday on the different seasons, which were the youth and mentor and apprentice seasons. That action was taken care of yesterday, so no further action there today that's necessary. So then the last two pages are in respect to the West River deer season. That's where we had more of our conversations and some of the discussion as Andy and Byron went through the big presentation for you. Now you can see there on page number four, I guess it would be, lists all the individual units with the various license types based on our conversation yesterday, excuse me, and some additional visits with our staff last night. You can see we have one additional change on here that was not included in your original sheet yesterday, and that is for Unit 49B. Based on our conversations yesterday, we went back and through our visits, we are going to recommend to change. We additionally had 700 licenses under the first column, which was the 01 license type, any deer. You'll see that it is highlighted in yellow, but it is now blank. That is because we are switching those over to the next column, which would be a 02, which would be an any buck license instead of an any deer. And then there's a column which is the any whitetail with license type 11. You'll see that highlighted in yellow and it's blank. There were 100 licenses there. We removed those as well based on our conversations. So the other two lines, 49A and 53C, those changes we did talk about yesterday. Andrew went through the primary changes that we did there. We did away with the two tag license types, which were under column 18. And then there was also the two antlerless whitetail. And the two tag licenses were converted to one tag licenses under the column of 11. So those were getting rid of additional doe tags that were part of the two tag and made those one tag to further reduce potential harvest of does. So those three units have the changes based on our conversations. And so, Madam Chair and Commissioners, I will turn it over to you based on those changes, if those fit some of the desired discussions and the questions and concerns that exist. I guess your next step would be then to go back to your motion that you had yesterday, whether you amend it or completely rescind that and then just start over with a new motion based on the license types that are here. And your motion would be for your total package in front of you. So for the West River deer, East River seasons, and then those license types on the first page. So Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you and let you go through your process and I will sure answer any questions that you may have.
Very good, thank you. Questions, comments from the commission. Commissioner Cole.
So I think it'd be proper order, correct me here if I'm wrong, but I would like to make a motion that I think just takes a simple majority to bring our table motion back off the table.
To rescind it?
Yes, but I think we have to do it two steps. But
that's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
So I'll So I'll move to bring the Chuck's motion off the table back to the floor.
We do need a second for that.
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Spring. Any comments on that? Seeing none, the motion is to bring yesterday's motion back off the table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So it is back off the table.
Now I'll make a motion to rescind the motion.
We need a second for that.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kirkaby. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, you can signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We are back to ground zero now. With that, comments or questions on the numbers and the changes that are in front of us? We do have to finalize today, so we are going to have to move forward with this.
I'll move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Comments on that motion? I would just like to offer a thank you to the department for taking the suggestions yesterday from the commission and moving forward with some solutions. So thank you to you and your team. All right. Oh, Commissioner Spring.
I'd like to thank the department for doing what they did. It was kind of a push to get it done, but it was great. They worked with us really well. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is adopted. Thank you.